Just as I was saying this morning, I said it in both services, so I think everybody here is caught up unless you weren't here this morning. Wednesdays, I've been leading prayer. I took noon prayer back, the Lord told me to, and I got to a place and I was praying for the new building. And just so you know, we haven't talked about it too much. I'm going to have to come back to you after I get back from Chile and talk about some stuff. But we are going to be starting to do some things. We closed on the loan, so we're going to be doing some things. You're going to see some stuff over there soon, Robert. I see him shaking his head. Soon, and very soon, we're going to see some stuff over there. And it didn't go exactly, but it's good. And so all is well, and so I'll let you know about that. And my God shall supply all of our need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And it's going to be a building for Koinonia for fellowship. It's going to be a building for the youth and the young adults. And it's going to be a building for outreach. And it is going to have with it an outside thing. It's like going to be an amphitheater. And the Lord told me that if we didn't get the amphitheater, don't bother building the building. And so it's interesting that he told me don't bother. And so there's something coming, and while the staff and I, we were all away praying, came out about worship. Pastor Rhonda's had this on her heart for a long time, worship in the park, and I didn't know it. And so there's some things that are going to happen out there with outreach and some things we've been praying. So anyway, so I prayed through on that building, and I was done, and so I was going back to my normal course of action. And so I missed a week, and while I was a week away, the Lord said, I didn't tell you to stop. And so I went back to leading noon prayer, and so we began to pray about the future, about people's function, about people's calls and destinies, that every part has a function, and yet the word that kept rolling was purpose. Everything and everyone has a purpose. Everybody say, I have a purpose. And so we're going to be doing a series when I get back on your purpose in life. And everybody has a purpose and everybody has a function. And we're going to find out some things. And so I was praying around those things, and we were praying around the children. We were praying about Torch, and we were praying about Ablaze, and we were praying about Ignite. And then we were just praying about purpose. And then we kind of wandered into some things about purpose. And then I began to pray, and I think it was the last couple Wednesdays that I led prayer, was this door came up. I'm getting somewhere. So this door came up. And the last time a door came up was December of 2006. You all remember it well, don't you? No. And so I didn't either. And so in December, going into a new year, into 2007, the Lord began to talk to us about doors, gates, and portals. Y'all remember that, right? Okay, some of you do. And so I'm familiar with that. And so I did some study on that. And so this is 10, 11 years later that the Lord is dealing with us about that. One of the things that he just had me prophesy to you that we were praying about these doors and walking on the other side, was that it was a year of double jubilee. How many of you know that's exciting? Jubilee is exciting in itself. How many know every day is supposed to be jubilee now? Luke 4:19, Jesus came to preach the acceptable year of the Lord, which is jubilee. Everybody shout jubilee. Jubilee. Now you got to do it twice. Jubilee, jubilee. Jubilee. Are you expecting that? What does that mean? Everything coming back to you. That's what's on the other side of this door. That's what's on the other side of this door. Now, what do you know about a door? Just like these doors that people are walking in and out. Hallelujah. Hey, little Joyce. People are walking in and out of these doors. What are those? Those are portals. Those are gates. You can't get from one room to the other unless you walk through the door. You can't get to this room unless you walk through the door. And you see, these doors doesn't mean that your people aren't saved, but there's something that I hope to get to you tonight to excite you, that you're willing to do what I said in first and second service. You're willing to lay some things down in your life. You're willing to ask the Lord, what is it I need to get rid of to walk through the door? Because this is what I saw when I was praying about these doors. I saw, and I'm about to get in one Tuesday, we're going to go to Huntsville International on our way to Chile, and that we're going to go to security. And there's this door. And there's some things you can't carry through that door. I don't usually have any of those things unless I forget and leave my keys in my pocket or something like that. But have you ever had that? Or you really even don't have anything that you can see, but something, the machine goes, womp, womp, and they tell you to stand right here, and then they say, spread them, right? Isn't that a fun thing? And then they get out their wand. And then they find where things beep. And then sometimes, you know, if you're wearing a pair, you know, guys, even if you took off your belt, there's something in your jeans, in the butt, you know, where you, and they, no, you can't look, no, leave me alone. But, you know, the beeper goes on, and then they let you go through. I'm telling you, that's kind of what I saw. And I saw this whole line of people over there. They would try to go up and get through the door, but they had the angels escorted them over to another place where it seemed like they were going to have to make a decision. In order to get to the other side, what am I willing to leave behind? What am I willing to lay down? I talked to you about that this morning. So I want to talk to you a little bit about, how about some doors? How about some gates? How about some portals? And just for you, because the Lord gave this to me and he brought it back to my attention, I found this. And so I'm going to remind you, because it's a word from the word, a prophetic utterance, just like I gave you just now. But it goes along with what we're doing. So I want to repeat. This prophecy was given to me through me 12:10:06. In the 8:30 a.m. service. And I believe it applies to right now. Sometimes the Lord repeats. It's a new thing, but he repeats. For this year that you've come into, this is a glorious year, a great year of glory and power. But your gratitude and your words determine which doors shall open and which doors shall shut. For I have planned for you an exceeding abundant great year as you walk into my presence, in and out from the throne room of God, and as you live from the throne of grace, as you exercise citizenship from heaven upon this earth, there will be great and dynamic changes in your life. Only not hold on to the things of this earth and the mundane things and the daily routines, but let things go and become more conscious and aware of your calling and of your seat and of your position. For I have ordained you, this body and my body, to walk with great power upon the earth. For the day and the hour is at hand for the glorious church. So let me rise and shine upon you. Let me rise and shine upon your face, and you shall see the glory of my Son. You shall see the manifestations of my Spirit, and you shall walk in great grace and glory. For you are my children, and you are my bride, and together we will make a great difference on the earth, says the Spirit of the Lord. And so I want to talk to you, first of all, I want to talk to you about doors. And so I believe that the Lord is talking to us about that. And so first of all, I want you to know you've got some doors. How do I know that? Revelations 3:20. And so they don't have my notes up there, so we're all going to have to follow along together. If you have a Bible, you can open it. Hallelujah, if they don't get to it. Revelations 3:20. It says this, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and him with me." And then in Psalms 24:7, it says this, "Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in." So God has designed us, even your heart, with a door on it. Now, this door can only be accessed from the inside. God does not have access to your heart unless you give it to him. This door is only opened when you open. The knob is on the inside, and you're the one when, aren't you glad Jesus knocked? Did Jesus knock? He knocked, "Lift up your heads, O ye gates, you everlasting doors." So there's something about you that this door, first of all, you've got to open it up. You've got to open it up. And I would guess that if you're here on a New Year's Eve at Cornerstone Word of Life Church, you've already opened up the door to your heart and you're born again. Everybody in the room, born again. You believe in Jesus. You ought to be a little happier about it than that. Hallelujah. Are you glad you're born again? You've opened up the door, right? And so you have let him in. Who's come in? The King of glory. He identified himself as the King of Glory. So what do we know about the glory? Well, the glory moved into you. The Bible says that you are the temple of the Holy Ghost, 1 Corinthians 3:16, 6:19. It says that you have an earthen treasure in this vessel. And what is that? That is Christ in you, the what? The hope of hallelujah. So when you let him in, he arises and he shines, and the glory of the Lord is risen, and it's risen upon you because it's in you. But the only way that happens is if you open up the door, okay? So you're a door. And I just wanted to remind you of that. But then I wanted to tell you, and I wanted to remind you, that Jesus himself is the door. Jesus is the door. So this is in John's Gospel, chapter number 10. Chapter number 10, we'll just look at verse 7. Then Jesus said unto them, verily I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and he shall go in and out and do what? Find pasture. Jesus is the what? He's the door. And so who is the door that we're walking through? And yes, you walk through that door for salvation. But how many of you know there's something, other things in your walk that it's almost like you have to go from glory to glory in God. You go from one place to another. And I told you this morning that the reason that I believe, because the Lord is from everlasting. There's no time with him. Tomorrow he's going to be the same as he is tonight. But he set these seasons, this day, this night thing. He set seasons. He let us do this for our sake so that we could put an end to something and so we can start something brand new. Amen? And if you do, what are those things people do where, you know, they're going to make a list and they're going to, what do they call them? Oh, I don't even know what it is because they don't work. You're going to have to make more than a resolution. I found them, you know, you can make a faith list. You can make inspired by God, and then you got to be willing to do it. But you can't do it in your flesh, because if you could do it in your flesh, you'd have done it last year. Praise the Lord. So, Jesus is the door. There's some other things. Some doorways are exclusively leading to blessings. Matthew 7:7, you know this one. Ask, and it'll be given you. Seek, and you will find. What do you got to do? And it shall, what do you knock on? A door, and it shall be for everyone that asks, receives. Everyone that seeks, find. And to him that knocks, it shall be opened. Amen. And then look at 13 and 14, same chapter. Enter into a straight gate. What are we talking about? Doors, windows, gates, portals. That's what we're looking for. Enter you into a straight gate or a narrow gate. Because there's other kinds of gates. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And many therein, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight or narrow is the gate, and narrow is the way which leads to life. And few there be that find it. But you found it, right? It's a narrow gate. It's a straight gate. It's kind of a one-way gate. And you can't, when I think of this narrow gate, this narrow door, as like what I'm talking about. You can't carry a lot of stuff with you through this gate. When we lay things down, what do we know when we ever lay things down? We looked at it this morning. If we give up something, he's going to bless us in this life even 100-fold. So even if he asks you to leave something behind, there's something on the other side of this door, there's something on the other side of this gate that's worth leaving that behind. Amen? Are you with me? All right, now I'm going to get into some things here. And I want to remind you of these things. And I want to look at them together. So let's look at Revelation 3:7-8. So we're going to look some, so those are some general things about doors, gates, windows. There's a whole lot more. But I want to look at Revelation 3:7-8. And to the angel, or the pastor at the church of Philadelphia, write, these things says he that is holy and is true, he that has the key of David. What do keys do? He that opens, and no man shuts, and shuts, and no man opens. So keys lock doors, keys also open doors. And it talks about the key of David. Now that's interesting. That's also found in Isaiah, but we're going to look at it in a minute. But I want you to see that doors. So what does a door do? A door divides a room, like I said. And let's look at this. 1 Corinthians 16:9. So there's all kinds of doors in the Bible. So when God opens a door, what happens? What did he say? No man can shut it. When God closes a door, no man can. So God is, on this thing, God is determining what is open and what is closed. And you can stand there and cry and kick and scream all you want to. But when God closes a door, it's closed. But when God opens a door, people can try, people can mess, people can talk, the dogs can bark, but that's open. And it's open, but when a door is open, you got to walk through it. So it's one thing to have an open door, but it's another to walk through that open door. All right? So this is another kind. 1 Corinthians 16:9. 1 Corinthians 16:9. For a great door and effectual is opened unto me, and there are many adversaries. That another place, another translation says, for a great door of service and effectual is open unto me, there are many adversaries. So let's talk about these open doors, and let's talk about what we don't like to talk about, but there are adversaries. There are adversaries on this side of the door. Why? Because they don't want you to go through that door. So what is the devil always trying to keep you out of? The blessing of God. And so one of the things you have to do when the Lord declares there's an open door before you, when there's a venue change, when there's a season change, when something is really happening in your life, that the Lord has opened doors, it is the will of God. But just because it's the will of God doesn't mean you're going to have some opposition. So that's not good news, but the good news is what? That you're seated far above every power, principality, every demon, right? You're above it, right? Come on, somebody say, I'm above it. And so when God's trying to do something in your life, you have to be aware that there are enemies. And one of the things the devil wants to do, and what I've watched him do over the years with people, is he tries to wear you out. If he can wear you out where you faint, where you'll quit, where you won't walk through the door. But you're all here tonight, and we're all going to do some walking. We're going through. How do you go through? Well, we're going through by faith. We're going through on purpose. You know, I don't know. I don't know how we're going to do this, but I know we're walking through a door tonight. I know we're seated, ready for takeoff. Hallelujah. That made me happy because I've been praying. Before, I forgot to mention, when I started praying, I was praying out, we're on delay. We're on a delay. It was like we were on at the airport. And if I've told you this before, there is one thing I hate. I hate to be in traffic where it's not moving. I will drive 30 miles out of the way just to keep moving. And Pastor Rhonda can attest to that. I do not like to sit. And one of the things I hate to do is be at an airport and be on the plane. It will not happen on Tuesday in any way, shape, form, or fashion. Oh my gosh, to be sitting there and getting and doing nothing. Oh, how irritating. And so I began to pray, and the Lord says, you're on delay. You're on a delay. I was like, I know that. I don't want to discuss that. Let's just talk about how we can get out of that. And I keep praying, you're on delay. I'm like, I know we're on delay. Let's figure out a way to get out of this delay. And so I think we're figuring it out, and we did some things. But what is that? It's the enemy trying to keep you from walking through the door. Now you have authority in the name of Jesus. And what you need to do is you just need to keep on walking. The Red Sea may be in front of you, but you're the temple of the Holy Ghost. If you just keep walking, it'll divide. Amen? You just keep walking. What do you walk towards? The open door. Walk toward what God has for you. But there are, the Bible says, Paul, the Apostle Paul found it, I have an open door of service. I have an open door of utterance. But there are many adversaries. Because the devil wants to keep you from walking through the open door. But we're going through it, aren't we? I said, are you going through it? All right. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12, the Amplified says this. Now, when I arrived at Troas to preach the good news of the gospel of Christ, a door of opportunity was opened for me in the Lord. So there's a door of opportunity. There's a door of service. There's a door of utterance. Colossians 4:3, with all praying for us, with all praying for us that God would open us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ for which I am also in bonds. And then Revelations 4:1 and 2. After this, I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show you things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat in the throne. Now, I'm not promising you that when you look up through a door, you're going to see a throne. What I am telling you is, though, that when gates, portals, windows open up from heaven, communication starts coming from heaven. Now, you are led by the Spirit of God on the inside of you, but I believe there's special times when God can do special things. And I want you to be expectant of these doors, windows, gates, portals of heaven to be open over you. Now, you know this one. You know in Malachi what it says about tithing. Do I got any tithers in the room? Do I got any givers in the room? Amen. If you want to give yet tonight, we'll do something with the ushers. We'll do something. I know it's the last night of the year, but I'm just telling you, maybe something will inspire you right now, because there's something about, even when it comes the season of harvest, that I believe as you sow a seed, it's going to be waiting for you on the other side. It's going to be waiting on the other side. And so what happened in Malachi, it says that when we tithe, because we're tithers, the windows of heaven, everybody say the windows. What are they? Are they open? Are they open? What does that mean? Does that mean he's pouring you out money? No, it says he's pouring you out a blessing. What is the blessing? The blessing of the Lord will make you and add no sorrow to you. The blessing is empowerment. Where is it coming through? It's coming through a portal. It's coming through a window. Amen. And as you are a tither and as you are a giver, these windows, these special things are open, and God pours you out a blessing. There's not room enough to receive it, because that blessing will come upon you and make you rich and add no sorrow to your life. You are blessed to be a blessing in 2018. What are we talking about? We're talking about windows. We're talking about doors. We're talking about going through. Are we going through? Because when God opens a door, no man can shut it. And God has given you something. He's opening something for you. And I need you to walk through. Are you ready to walk through? I said, are you ready to walk through? All right. So how do we keep these doors open? Well, the Lord dealt with me, and I forgot about it until I read this in that prophecy that he gave me. But he kept dealing with me in that psalm. He kept dealing with me about being thankful. Thanksgiving. These doors, in order to keep them, in order to walk through them almost, you got to be, it's like they're voice activated. Everything in the kingdom of God is voice activated. And so these doors, in order for you to walk through them, it's almost like only the grateful can walk through. It's only the grateful. So what came to me, what he said, these doors voice activated and being grateful. How many know the Bible says, in all things, give thanks? For all things, give thanks. In order to get into the realm of the Spirit, we worship him in spirit and in truth. And so these doors are spiritual. In order to walk in the Spirit, and the other thing happens when you walk in the Spirit, the Bible says you won't fulfill the lust of your flesh. And he said, my word is spirit and life. And so as we're doing this, these doors seem to be voice activated and we're walking through these doors, but we're doing it with a grateful heart. And so how do you walk through these doors? You're doing it by being grateful. You're doing it by thank you. Thank you, Lord. You know, this is that song that came to me. I'm grateful, Lord, that you came. Aren't you just grateful that he came? Aren't you grateful that he came for you? Aren't you grateful that he went to the cross for you? Are you grateful? Well, you see, with a grateful heart, that seems to open up these doors. I want to get this to you because it's so important to the Lord that you be able to walk through these things, that you be able to walk through these doors. And so it seems to me that walking through this, we're gonna have to exercise our faith. We're gonna have to make a decision. We're gonna have to be willing to lay some things down.